This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday! Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski. I'm Aaron Hawksworth. Little off the board action for you in this segment. And this first topic, I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. I'm curious what Jake has to say. Charles Barkley says dudes don't FaceTime each other. And I need to know more about this. I didn't hear the original sound. So let's play it for everybody. Take a listen.
Hey, the ball goes further. We play tomorrow, it's going to affect them. I cannot wait to play you tomorrow. You be sending me videos of your swing. Be FaceTime me. You know dudes don't FaceTime each other. That's inappropriate.
Really?
Dudes don't FaceTime each other,
right,
man. Dudes don't FaceTime each other.
All right, Chuck.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
Oh, boy. No, I don't
he's
know
right.
what he's talking. Okay.
He's right. He's right. Guys don't FaceTime. Most of the time, I actually have the FaceTime off, so it's not an option. Like, if you were to attempt to FaceTime me,
oh.
It's not going to go through. But
I
don't know any guys that FaceTime. I did receive a FaceTime a couple times from guys, and I'm like, what the hell? Quick ignore. If it's male to male, it's got to be a family member. It's got to be grandpa, dad, son, something like that. I am not FaceTiming any dudes. That is so weird. I think it happened once or twice with me where
grow
I did.
Up.
But
grow
it was unintentional.
Whoa.
It's strange. Oh, here's a guy that FaceTimes every day. Why do you FaceTime your guy friends? It's strange.
Because, like, it's not strange. Why is it strange?
It's very strange.
What makes it so weird? Why?
Why do you need to see him? How can this not be resolved with a text? Why?
Because so text, I agree. I'll go text over any kind of phone call all the time for sure. I'm definitely text first. But like if I'm calling, like I shout out my friend Luke, who I like FaceTime all the time because he's also like my best friend.
You're
though,
weird.
And we used to work on the farm. Yes, I'm famously very weird. But like I'll FaceTime somebody I'm close with, even if it's not a family member. Even if it's just a friend I'm close with, because context matters, Joe. I need to see
Male?
Your face. I'm gonna tell
Male?
What? Yes.
A male friend, I'm asking.
Yeah, 100%. Because if I'm going to like talk to you, if I'm going to tell a story or something, I need to see that you're having the appropriate reaction to what I'm saying. I need to see that you're invested in what I'm saying. So yeah, maybe it's weird in a different way, but it's not inappropriate or strange. It's because I need to know that you're reacting to the things I'm saying the right way.
Is any part of it because you don't want it on text? Where a screenshot.
No, I'm not. What do I have to hide? I talk about my life on this show all the time.
I'm just asking.
What? You're
some
asking
people
Jake,
don't like the text.
Who's a...
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
you're true. Asking Jake, who's famously public about everything, if he wants to conceal key bits of information. No, the correct answer is there's a generational divide here that I think matters in this conversation, because I think if you are younger, then FaceTiming just about anybody, as long as you know them, that does tend to happen. What I tend to do is I tend to FaceTime folks who I need to, you know, demonstrate something for, or I need to show them something. Like if I move into a new
you place. You should have worded that so much differently. Joe's ears perked up immediately.
Joe's ears did. Of course.
For example, Joe, what Ed is saying is like, I have helped one of my friends on FaceTime, like, fix a shower head or fix like something in their home. Like not that kind of demonstration.
I didn't say anything.
Well, for the record, Bob said the same thing. FaceTime is for show if you want to show something, and I thought the same thing Joe was. Like, ayo, what are we doing here on FaceTime? But I will say that's another reason of like FaceTime a family member. Hey, Dad, how do I fix this thing in my garage or something? Right. Or, you know, it's like he can... I could look on YouTube, but sometimes if it's something simple, I'll just ask my dad, hey, it looks like this. What do I need to do here? So I get where Ed was coming from. But as a female, I will say it's mostly just dudes that are trying to FaceTime me. And I think that's for a different reason.
Aaron, you make that sound like you're getting FaceTimes like 24/7, like every hour. Aaron's getting a random FaceTime call.
I'm like, I am not like this face is not ready to be on FaceTime right now. I need a heads up. I need to know this is coming at some point. Like, I don't like it when people just randomly FaceTime you and you're like,
it's weird. I'm not looking. It's weird when you see that pop up outside of a family member. Okay, what about girls? Do females FaceTime each other or no?
No, the only time is like maybe if some of my girlfriends are like out at a bar and they're like, hey, let's FaceTime Aaron, you know, something
check it out
is going
here.
On like that. Yeah. But other than that, no. My cousin does sometimes, but I think she's in that type of culture where she just FaceTimes everybody. And I think it's a little extra.
To circle back to something Joe said earlier, like, oh, do you FaceTime someone because you don't want to put it in a text? You don't FaceTime someone. That's what the voice notes are for. That's what the voice messages are for.
I know.
I've done that.
Or Snapchat.
Yeah.
Great way. True. Yeah. That's a great way to have a conversation without these things, you know, sticking around.
One time. You get your one shot.
Sorry, it's Friday.
Yeah, apparently.
Love you, Ed.
I will say now, all right, honest question here. One of my really good friends only communicates with me through Snapchat, and it's not something that, like, he doesn't have messages that are incriminating or confidential. They're things that anybody would send anybody who's a buddy. But he only likes to communicate through Snapchat. And I have been told that that is a little odd, but then I show messages and it's like, hey, you know, look this betting angle up, or, you know, here's a list of something interesting. Oh. Like, nothing in it is odd, but he just likes to communicate through Snapchat. And I'm wondering if that is strange, even though, like I said, nothing is confidential.
How old is he?
My age.
Arranged. Okay. I
have another follow-up question real quick.
I got rid of Snapchat. I don't like too many social media things. I'm like, I don't have time for this. So I find that interesting.
Does he live also within the United States, or does he live like out of the country?
Oh, yeah.
He lives in the United States.
Hmm. Does he travel a lot?
That just might be social media app he uses the most. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some people that, you know, I talk to so much that maybe instead of a Twitter DM, we should text each other. But
I will say, though, I started talking to this guy and I noticed he was always communicating with me on WhatsApp. Turned out the dude was married, and that's why. So I think there's something shady if you live in the United States and Snapchat or WhatsApp is your form of communication. Then I'm like, red flag for me, honey.
That's a big red flag in my age range too. Like I was with one of my friends. I was out a couple weekends ago with a couple of my friends and we were in a group, and this guy came up to one of my friends who is a girl and like started hitting on her. And then he asked for her Snapchat first, and like her face when he said, oh, let me get your Snapchat instead of your number. She was like, okay. And then she did. And then he walks away. She goes, okay. Yeah. He goes, oh, okay. Like, I'll like hit you up later or whatever. And she goes, okay, totally. And he walks away. He wasn't even five steps away before she turns to all of us and goes, I'm never adding that guy back. I will say the WhatsApp is definitely getting bigger as far as like everyday use. And just like, because sure. my cousin is getting married in the fall, and he's using WhatsApp to like for the groomsmen and stuff. And everybody's in the US, everybody's in the general Midwest area, and he's using WhatsApp. He like used to, he studied abroad at one point. I think he just prefers it better. But I know WhatsApp is like getting way more popular just like domestically.
I think it's when you combine iPhone and Droid people, it like makes things faster and easier.
Yes.
If you have them all in the same group chat, just use WhatsApp, I think is like what it's good for. It's quick.
And if you hear the same group text over and over again, sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle because everybody's texting. But if you have something that's a little bit different, then I think your brain reacts to it differently and perhaps gives it a higher priority. So it is kind of a subtle mental thing, but it's obviously an important group text. So I think it works, Joe.
I didn't even know people still use Snapchat. All this stuff we're talking about, I don't have any
of it. It's dying fast.
Oh, I've been snapping.
I thought it was dead already.
During the show.
Wow.
Aaron's DMs, once again, the weekly Aaron's DMs are about to be a mess right now.
Oh, she must be sending out the
I can't wait for this. Real fast, Jake, there is like a sort of like a progression, a sequence. If like you're meeting someone for the first time and you want to stay in touch and get contact info, usually that's like Instagram, Facebook, maybe even Twitter, depending upon who they are. Like you have to start at that level. Snapchat is not part of that. You start at one of those safer levels if you want to stay in touch with someone for the first time. You know, I think I even, you know, knew someone who like flirted with LinkedIn or something like that. And
that's crazy.
That is
serial killer behavior. Absolutely.
I go through my LinkedIn messages once a year.
I know. And it's creepy, isn't it? Yeah. I'm not a big LinkedIn person.
Yeah. I guess the new development, as speaking as the token young single person, Instagram is like the big one that people go to. Like now, if you're not going to go for a number, I guess Instagram is the accepted one. But like you do Snapchat, you're dead in the water.
Actually, good point. So Moro 914, he coaches high school kids, and he says, "Oh, do you have so and so's number?" A kid that he coaches, and they're like, "Oh, I have his Snapchat." Like that's like some ways that's. You know, their main form.
That was big for me in high school, though, too. Like in high school, when Snapchat first started like coming out, like I had everybody Snapchat in the school. I only had a handful of numbers. Like everybody was giving out Snapchats in high school usernames.
Did you ever have that friend who would keep sending direct messages through you on Snapchat, but it wasn't anything specific to you? Like I had this one friend who lived in Boston, and like every time she did something in Boston, she sent me a DM, and I'm like, I don't have time for this. Like, I don't care that you're out in Cambridge or the harbor or whatever. Like, I have a life. Like
Southie.
Yeah, right. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, Alex Smith joins the program with all of his favorite Stanley Cup final bets. Right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.